This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. An official Game of Thrones documentary is coming. HBO quietly commissioned a two-hour film titled Game of Thrones: The Last Watch that went behind the scenes of Season 8 and is just now announcing the project. The documentary is from British filmmaker Jeannie Finley, who did Seahorse, and Orion, the Man Who Would Be King, and will air May 26th, 1 week after the finale. Oh yeah. Kendall Jenner's stalker shouldn't be a problem for her anymore. It's likely that he'll be deported, as he's in the U.S. illegally. John Ford, a Canadian citizen, first came to the U.S. a year ago via a visa that allowed him to stay in the country for no longer than 6 months. He's now in ICE custody and awaiting a deportation hearing. It's a boot stopping stalking, eh? Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman appeared in front of a federal judge in Boston in regards to their alleged roles in the nationwide college admission scandal. The judge told all defendants, including Loughlin's husband, Massimo, that they face a maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison, 3 years probation, and a $250,000 fine. All three then proceeded to gulp profusely. Disney's Dumbo didn't fly as high as some analysts expected. The live-action remake of the animated classic brought in $45 million in its North America box office debut, taking the top spot. The film, which stars Colin Farrell and Michael Keaton, has made $116 million worldwide, but still didn't satisfy the suits over at Disney. Guess they're feeling dumb. Bo! The Rolling Stones are postponing their No Filter tour so Mick Jagger can receive medical treatment. The band's legendary frontman was told by doctors that he can't go on tour at this time because he needs a heart valve replacement. The band said that Jagger is expected to make a complete recovery so that he can get back on stage as soon as possible. Time is not on his side. Sorry. Kanye West boosted interest in the second weekend of Coachella by revealing that he'll bring his gospel-inspired Sunday service to the festival's second weekend on Easter Sunday, April 21st at 9 a.m. West was slated to headline last year's festival, but pulled out at the last minute due to a disagreement over staging. Yep, a disagreement. To be polite. Miranda Kerr is going to be a mom, again. Just 10 months after Kerr and her husband Evan Spiegel welcomed the son together, the Australian model and the Snapchat CEO are expecting another baby. Kerr is also mom to 8-year-old son Flynn with ex-husband Orlando Bloom. Bloom is now with Katy Perry. Yep, there'll be a short quiz next week to make sure you got all this. It was not all right for Matthew McConaughey at the box office last weekend, as his latest film, The Beach Bum, suffered the weakest wide opening of the Oscar winner's career. 3.4 million from 2,200 screens. The Beach Bum premiered earlier this month at South by Southwest, but critics were mixed on the film's humor and made the barbecue they were eating seem kind of rancid. The gang's back together. Parks and Recreation stars Amy Poehler, Chris Pratt, Rob Lowe, Rashida Jones, Adam Scott, and the rest of the cast reunited to celebrate the NBC sitcom's 10th anniversary. The slew of actors who brought characters Leslie Knope, Ron Swanson, and Andy Dwyer to life enjoyed their time together as they hadn't seen each other since 2015. Cool! Wendy Williams had been absent from her daytime talk show for 2 months, blaming the hiatus to a fractured shoulder and her battle with Graves' disease, an autoimmune disease that affects the thyroid. Last week, she was found drunk after checking herself out of a sober living house and was taken to hospital to sober up. Wendy's husband, Kevin Hunter, has reportedly been abusing her. Yikes. One of the most iconic comedy series of the past two decades, HBO's Sex and the City, is getting a follow-up, which examines love and dating after 50. Paramount Television has also acquired the rights to Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell's upcoming book, Is There Still Sex in the City?, to develop as a TV series. Yep, now it will really be about old women living in their shoes. Mark Hamill will lend his voice as the iconic villain Chucky in the Child's Play reboot. The Star Wars star joins already announced cast in the upcoming reimagining of the horror classic. The original 1988 film grossed $44 million worldwide on a $9 million budget. Hi, this is Luke Skywalker. Chucky. Wanna play? Tom Petty's widow is taking a dispute with his daughters to court. Dana Petty has accused the rock legend's two daughters from a previous marriage, Adria and Anna Kim, of making it impossible to manage his estate. Dana says that while she's in charge of the estate, Tom granted his two daughters a say in the decision-making process before his death in 2017. And they won't back down. Sorry. Elton John is voicing support for George Clooney's call to boycott hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei because of a new law in which the Asian country will punish homosexual sex and adultery with death, specifically by stoning. Clooney called for the boycott of 9 hotels around the world, including LA's Hotel Bel Air and the Beverly Hills Hotel. Stoning. What year is this? The Trash Bin. In papers requesting his 4-day marriage to Erica Koike be annulled, Nicolas Cage said he was too intoxicated to grasp the fact he was marrying the woman. We hear that both the bride and the groom were drinking continuously all day and were pretty trashed by the time they got to their nuptials at the Bellagio Hotel. Erica is also supposed to be involved with someone else. Drunken idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's next big thing will be health technology, says their former CEO. Tech billionaires are pouring money in to support San Francisco homeless shelters. Facebook added a feature to make its Instagram platform a more efficient place for social media users to shop and buy. Walmart has teamed up with Google to offer voice-activated grocery shopping. Oh yeah.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Shazam has taken over the box office.
The number one album.
Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? That's the top album.
The number one app.
Gee, what a surprise. It's Minecraft. Again.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama is once again the top nonfiction book.
Melissa Jefferson, known professionally as Lizzo, is a rapper, singer, actor, flautist, and songwriter. She's a founding member of indie hip-hop groups The Chalice, Girl Party, The Club, Ellipses, and Absinthe. Her debut album, Lizzo Bangers, was released in 2013, and in 2015, she released her second album, Big Girl, Small World. Neither of them made much of a dent, but that's all changing now with the release of her third album on April 19th, 'Cause I Love You. Here's Lizzo with the song of the week, Juice.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it 'cause I know I'm cute. Ooh, baby. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Ooh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like bread goo. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you, that's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shouting, they get better over time. Now you know. They just say I'm not the baddest, you lie. It ain't my fault.
That was Lizzo with the song of the week, Juice. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.